66 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting plenty of sun as the day goes on, though, with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow, about an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the day. And the National Weather Service is saying that we could expect some rather heavy rain with that storm system tomorrow. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A new poll shows Representative John Rose gaining on Senator Marsha Blackburn's long-held lead in the Republican primary to become Tennessee's next governor. A new poll of 800 likely voters in the primary finds Blackburn still in the lead with 34.5% of votes, but Rose is hot on her tail with 31%. The poll from conservative consulting group On Message also found Christian nationalist state legislator Monty Fritz rising in popularity, with about a quarter of Republican voters favoring him for governor. The National Banner reports Rose's campaign has said it did not commission the poll. However, the group has done work for his campaign in the past. Blackburn's campaign dismisses the numbers, saying its own polling has found Blackburn with a far stronger lead. In deep red Tennessee, the winner of the GOP primary is likely to cruise to the governor's mansion. That said, there are several candidates in the Democratic primary, including Memphis City Council member Jerry Green. Early voting ends Saturday, and Election Day is Thursday, August 6th. Community members are expressing concern about drowning detection cameras known as Angel Eye at a dozen YMCA indoor pools. This comes in response to recent reporting on the technology. And for WPLN News, Emily West has this update.
For the last 6 months, Melissa Cherry has been bringing her son to the Donaldson YMCA for swim lessons. When she heard that Angel Eye uses cameras and AI to detect trouble, she said she was alarmed.
The thing is, like, as a parent, what I'm concerned about is surveillance. I think that they should be transparent about how they were sold this technology. Is there some lack of confidence in their lifeguards? I would imagine not.
Cherry said she didn't see any signage pointing to Angel Eye being there. The YMCA would not interview again about the system. In a statement, the organization says the camera networks are local within the YMCA and secure, and that images won't be shared outside of emergencies. Emily West, WPLN News.
A year after its founding chef stepped away, the Michelin-recognized restaurant Audrey is closing its doors. Chef Sean Brock opened the Appalachian-focused eatery in 2021. It became known for honoring and elevating ingredients and dishes unique to the region. But last year, Brock left the restaurant, and a new operator and executive chef took the reins. Despite new offerings and a discounted cocktail program, the Nashville scene reports leaders have decided its last day will be August 16th. The news comes weeks after Brock's small burger chain, Joyland, closed both of its locations. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.